This Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of December 10th, 2023. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. In the studio with us, Mr. James Spann. We talked off air, got to talk about a lot of different things. And people are going to, when they listen to this, they're going to say, Greg, how could you ask this question of this man? Because my favorite question to ask every guest is really who they are. So really, who is Mr. James Spann?
Well, I say this all the time. Everybody has 24 hours in a day. That's it. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter how much money you have. But we've all got 24 hours in a day, and how you spend it determines who you are. So I tell people all the time, if you want to see who I am, just look at my calendar. And I think that will give people an idea. But the quick story on me, I'm just a small country bumpkin boy from rural South Alabama. I bet you've never heard, Greg, where I'm from.
No, sir.
Greenville, Alabama.
Yes, sir.
It's a small town between Montgomery and Mobile. And I am from Butler County. Everything about me, that's my culture, who I am, that's where I'm from. And I would probably still be living there today, but had one of those life bumps when I was in second grade. My father one night opted out. He just left without saying goodbye. And it was just me and my mom. I have no siblings. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Three.
Yeah, see, I have none. I mean, I'm an only child. And so it was me and my mom, and he didn't pay a dime of child support. Mm. And so we were really in trouble. And this was when I was in second grade. And my mom knew that I love Greenville. It is where I'm from. But we just couldn't make it work. And at the end of fourth grade, we had to move to this nasty-sounding place called Tuscaloosa. And so as an older child, I grew up there, but I am from Greenville, and we'd go in and finish high school there. But, you know, I look back on that situation where my father left. One good thing happened as a result of that, in that I learned how to work hard.
Yes, sir.
I had to go to work when I was seven. I don't think there were child labor laws back in the 60s. And, you know, I'm not good at anything I do. I am not good at anything I do, but I will work harder than anybody else to accomplish a goal. And that work ethic came as a result of what happened when my father left. And I'm thankful for that. But in Tuscaloosa, we were two strangers in a strange land, me and my mom. She had to finish a year of college to get a decent job and support us. And we lived in an apartment about the size of this studio here. But there were some wonderful people that loved us and encouraged us and helped us, and we made it. And I will say this to people listening, understand there are two people just like me and my mom that live within 5 miles of where you live, and it's our job to find them and to minister to them.
Yes, sir.
And I'll never forget the people that showed me kindness and encouragement and those that shared their faith with me. I became a Christian when I was 12 in Tuscaloosa at a pretty young age. So it started a journey. And I do think that I had to move there because Tuscaloosa is the weather capital of the world. And I've always loved storms. I love those summer storms in Greenville. I just loved them on summer afternoons. But in Tuscaloosa, the 1970s was violent, violent tornado outbreak after tornado outbreak. And I was just fascinated. And I got a ham radio license. And we started, you know, spotting and chasing these things. And it led to this marvelous career that I've had. I've never worked a day in my life. I mean, I'm old as dirt, but I've never worked a day. It's been, every day's been good.
I believe about 47 years in that career.
It's been a long time. but I got a job in Tuscaloosa, and I had to work the whole time. So even though my mom got a job, she taught high school English.
Okay.
They didn't make any money. I mean, I still had to work. And my most interesting job when I was in high school, I got a job at a radio station. playing rock and roll music on the radio. This was in the 1970s, and I was making $1.90 an hour. Mm. And it doesn't sound like a lot today, but it was a lot of money back then. That was huge. And I paid college tuition making $1.90 an hour. That's how times have changed. And that little job helped me to learn how to communicate to a larger group of people. It helped me come out of my shell. I was very introverted. I didn't trust anybody, didn't want to trust anybody after what happened with my father. And so that little radio station job, I started that when I was in high school in 1973. So I guess if you look at it technically, I've been in broadcasting now for 50 years. It was November 18th, 1973, the Sunday night shift. I'll never forget it. It was magic, pure magic. So it's been a great ride. But I think, you know, we're all born to do something. We all have gifts and abilities that are God-given. And why certain people have certain gifts, I don't understand it. Why some kid from South Alabama was born to do this. But I think I was born to be standing in front of a green wall when there are tornadoes flying around here. Makes no sense.
It doesn't.
But that's a ministry.
It is.
And the other thing I do children's ministry. I've done that for years. And I lead children's worship on Sunday morning. First hour, K1 and 2. Next hour, grades 3, 4, and 5. And it's the greatest. I was born to do that. I love it. I know how to do VBS. I know how to do VBS better than anybody else. I'm not good at much, but I can do VBS right. And so between the weather and the children's ministry thing, and you know, it's just been a great ride.
Well, it's amazing, no matter if I get a 16-year-old student in here to you, sir, to hear the stories about, it may not have been good, but how God prepares. It took mm-hmm. that time when right. things weren't good to prepare us for his purpose and his will.
Yeah, if the bad stuff didn't happen, I wouldn't be where I am today. And I'm not saying it would be bad, but I would not be here. And it still hurts. Listen, let's mm-hmm. be honest. I mean, when horrible things happen, you go through a tragedy, I still hurt. I mean, my dad never told me he loved me. I don't know if he ever did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just leaving. Are you kidding me? You left your wife and your son, and we weren't worth one cent. That's, you know, you just think, what is this? But I look back on it, everything that happened had to happen in order for me to do what I'm doing today. It was all part of the preparation. And you never understand it at the time. You can look back on it now and see it.
Yep.
So for those, and there's probably somebody listening to this right now that's going through a brutal time. Christmas is a hard time of the year. It's hard. You know, we want to make it so romantic, and, you know, the snow is falling and the fire is burning and the families are all together happy and safe. Well, not all families are happy and safe at Christmas. And for those that are going through a tough time, and we all do, like you say, part of it's preparation. You're being prepared uniquely to do something amazingly special later in your life.
Yes, sir. Well, I tell you what, we'll come right back with Mr. James Spann on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning, and in the studio with me, Mr. James Spann. Well, James, I always try to plan interviews, but I realized quickly that the more I plan, the more I get into it, and the less the Lord is in it. So not that I do everything impromptu, but I just kind of take this path of, Lord, just lead me through this. Well, today and this morning, I was led into a question.
Well, go.
I was going to ask you when you started your career, but through archives and through technology, you know, I'm not sure everyone knows you began your broadcasting career. You did mention it while a student at the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa. And we'll call it our Wayback Machine. And you talked to our Wayback Machine just a few minutes ago. We actually found some historical evidence of your weather interest from almost 47 years ago in 1977. Let's see if you remember this.
WTBC Tuscaloosa weather at 2 o'clock. Mostly fair today, tonight, and tomorrow. High today in the upper 40s. Overnight low in the upper teens. High tomorrow near 40. Currently 45 degrees at TBC.
Wow. Wow.
But not to overdo that. Oh. But I'm told you were a really great radio personality. Oh. And we do have openings if you ever decide to get out and retire from television. And here's one more example we pulled from those 1977 archives.
Adolescence forever. Oh my, oh my, oh my. Your 16. You're mine. TBC in 1973 goal from Ringo Starr, Richard Starkey himself. It's 3:47, and this is James Spann for Dave Baird reminding you an afternoon school program for boys and girls 6 to 10 years of age is being sponsored by the PARA. For info, call him at 553-3671.
Yeah, Gary, I'm out here at a payphone, and the truck isn't here yet. I'm the grocery store truckload.
Wow, what a...
Oh, boy, boy, I'm having flashbacks here back to the 1970s. Goodness, 1977, I was 21, and I was a college student. And, again, that's that little radio. I worked there 5 years. I worked there through high school and college. And, you know, those were some fun times. We had so much fun. It's just something about those days. It was just fun. We were good friends in that building, and goodness, hearing me do the weather coming out of the top of the hour playing China Grove by the Doobie Brothers. Come on now. Wow. Ah, so if y'all ever need a part-time DJ, maybe I could fill in down here.
I think you do a pretty good job. Well, when did you know, because you know this is a calling from the Lord. When did you feel that this is, you know, a lot of people don't understand callings. You know, they think, well, the Lord spoke to me in a dream. The Lord came to me in a burning bush. But the Lord kind of opens doors. When did you feel like that door opened?
Well, you know, it's funny. Life is a series of decisions, and you make good ones and you make bad ones. And for me, I actually tried to get away from it. I left radio and went into television. When I was very young, it was 1978. This was the year after that recording was made. And I worked in Tuscaloosa for a short time and then went to Montgomery to Channel 12. That's a big-time TV station. That's all we could pick up in Greenville was Channel 12. And after working there for about a year, I just quit. I just walked away from television. And I went back to radio in Montgomery. And most people said, that's about the dumbest decision you could ever make. But I just felt it was, I don't know. I look back on it and... after a few months of that radio station, I got a call from Channel 13 in Birmingham from a friend, and he said, what are you doing in radio? What's wrong with you? We need a weather guy. We need a weather guy now. And I went up there, and I was hired on the spot. And I knew that's when it was supposed to happen because I love weather. That's my passion in life is weather. And to be able to work, I was 23. I was just this was 1979. I had no experience. I wasn't good. But for that door to blow open at that age, I said, okay, this has got to be what I'm supposed to do. And I loved the first day I did it, and I loved this day today when I go to work. I just can't wait. So I knew when I got that call from Channel 13 in the late 70s that that's what I'm here to do.
That's amazing. I tell you what, we'll be right back with Mr. James Spann on Mix Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mix Sunday Morning in the studio. Mr. James Spann, we've talked a little bit about who you are, where you came from, where this passion to be a meteorologist came into your life. And off air, we talked about your schedule. And when do you find time just to be, and no disrespect in calling you this, but when do you find time just to be James?
Look, you have hit on my biggest struggle in life. It's time management. Weekdays, I get up at 4 and I get home I work from basically 4 to midnight. Now, there are breaks, mm-hmm. but I do a morning shift at home on radio and television and digital and social. Speak in schools every day, one or two schools every single day. Come in, you go straight to the television station. You get on there, you do more radio, you do more digital, social. You go on television at 4, 5, 6, and 10. You have to do more. Again, I'm answering. The social media giant is massive. I mean, since we've been talking here, I probably have 100 messages I'll have to respond to. And so I get home at midnight. I usually go to bed about 1, and I'll get up at 4. So I'm sleeping 3 hours a night, which is not healthy. But it's just I'm driven. I can't stop. And on the weekend, it's not as bad. I can take naps, and Sunday's not that bad. You know, I do the children's worship block, and that's pretty much 7 to noon. But my main downtime, I play tennis Sunday evenings, Sunday evening. That's the one time I can kind of get off the grid, put the phone down, hit a tennis ball. We've been playing together, our group, for years and years. We're good friends. We have laughs. We love each other. And that's an important ministry for them, for me, is just to be around those folks. And everybody needs downtime. And nobody wants to talk about mental health. It is a major problem within society and within the church, and the church won't talk about it. And that's every family has mental health issues. And if you say your family doesn't, I have a really good sermon on lying. And we've all got to be protective of that.
Yes,
and
sir.
We all need a break. And for me, that's my mental health break is the Sunday evening tennis. And again, I get breaks. I love what I do. It's a thrill to be able to get up and do this every day. But you've still got to take those breaks. Sundays with the children's worship and the tennis, it's kind of a break day for me, unless the weather's bad, which you never know.
And I know that because there were several years ago, I was with both my sons, and we were at Baumhauer's in Birmingham. And my son poked me, and he said, look, and we were sitting at a table with chairs, and you came and sat down in a booth right across from us. Well, I'm kind of a respectful person. I respect people. I don't want to say, hey, you know, I'm Greg. Well, how are you doing? I'm not that. I leave people alone. But we were amazed to sit there and kind of watch you, because it wasn't long. You had two laptops pulled out. There were papers all over the table, and you were going from this laptop to this laptop, and
probably had a severe weather day going on. Like as we record this, I've got one tonight. I mean, it's like the tornado season here in Alabama. It's November through May, and you know, tornadoes just don't happen during the week. They don't happen during the day. They can happen at 2 a.m. on Sunday or whatever, and you just and that's what people expect of me, and they demand of me. They demand to know, and that's what I do. And you just have to do what you have to do. If you're called to do it, you better do it. You better do it good and do it with excellence.
Well, you are the best.
Well, we try.
You are the best. I tell you what, we've got one segment and one more left, and it's a pretty cool question. So we'll be back with Mr. James Spann on Mix Sunday Morning. It's Mix Sunday Morning. I hope you have just been as blessed as I am to listen to Mr. James Spann and his life, his story. And I just have one final question. I usually ask guests to give an encouraging word to people that struggle, because people struggle for many different reasons. But this morning, something just came upon me to ask this to you've traveled this great state of Alabama. How do you see God still moving?
Well, I see it through people helping other people. Mm-hmm. And you know, listen, somebody listening to this show probably needs a blessing. They need it today.
Yes,
sir. They need it urgently. They need a breakthrough. And I was taught years ago, it's more blessed to give than receive. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's God's way. So if you need to be blessed, then you have to go bless somebody else. And you're thinking, well, you don't know what I'm going through. No, I don't, but God does.
That's right.
And if you need a blessing, no matter what storm you're in the middle of that storm, you go bless somebody else. And I've seen that in this state over and over and over and over and over again. And you do that, you got the guts to go help somebody. And sometimes you might need to help somebody that you don't want to help, somebody that doesn't look like you, they don't think like you, they don't vote like you, they don't go to church with you. So what? If you're called to help them, then you help them. We're here to minister to people. That's it. That's why we're left here. And I've seen that so many times in this state. And, you know, our house got hit by a tornado 2.5 years ago. Mm-hmm. This is March 25th of 2021. And I don't care who you are, where you live. It's brutal. It's brutal. And now nobody was injured at our house, which we're blessed. But I'll never forget the army of men and women that just showed up. I don't even know who half these people are, with heavy equipment and all this stuff to start to process, to begin to normalize things around our home, get the trees off the house and get it where you could drive in there. And the kindness and the compassion that they showed that day, I will never, ever forget. And that was the hand of God directly on us. And you could see it. It was tangible. And I see that so often during these weather disasters in this state, people helping other people, people they don't know, people that don't look like them. It doesn't matter if they're Democrat, Republican, what right wing, left wing, no wing, whatever. They just go help people. And so in answer to your question, I see God working in this state through people helping people. It's pretty cool.
Well, I'll tell you what, do you mind if I say a prayer before we close the show?
Let's do it.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, thank you for this servant, Lord, that has a platform like no other. Lord, that you've given him the ability to to help protect us, Lord. And I ask you, Heavenly Father, to protect him, to keep that fire, Lord, to the passion, to send guardian angels to watch over his family. And Lord, to bless him in all of his days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Mr. James, I really appreciate you taking the time and that hectic schedule you have, but you've been not only a blessing to me, but I know you've blessed the listeners. And I've always say, if one person will just seek the Lord through this show every week, then the angels rejoice. And hopefully I've been that servant to the Lord.
My pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, you have a great day. Mr. James Spann, Mix Sunday Morning. It's time for the Suit Up Ministry Minute by Dr. Jeff Springer.
This is a Suiting Up Minute with Jeff Springer, a message with the vision of suiting up men for victory. What does every man truly desire? Hope. Today, men desire hope in their families, their careers, and their dreams. Inside every man, even the man's man, is a little boy, a child of God, wanting the same safe and secure life as the next person. In the passage, Jeremiah 29:11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans for your welfare, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope." At Suit Up Ministries, we use the word HOPE, H-O-P-E, as an acronym representing the four vital links that every man needs to become transformed into the man God can fully use. Humility, obedience, prayer, eternal versus external, all build on each other, that together provides every man the gift of true hope through Christ. Man, do not stand on the sidelines alive. Get off the bench. Get in the game. Today is game day, and so is every day God gives you. So come on, man. Suit up. To follow the Suit Up movement, go to twitter.com/suitupministry, all one word, or go to suitupministries.org for contact information.
It's Mix Sunday Morning, sponsored by Robo Motors and Silicaga Handicap. Thank you, Mr. Dickie Wright, for being a huge part of this show. God bless you and your business. It's Christmas time, and a lot of us, we want to get out, and we want to buy gifts, and we want to be able to provide for our families. We want to be able to give gifts to special friends. But I want you to remember, you know, the saying is, it's better to give than to receive. But in this case, it is better to receive than to give, because the gift that was given to us, the whole reason why we celebrate Christmas is Jesus. And that gift was given to each one of us. And that gift is eternal life. That gift is, no matter what you've done, he paid for it. He wiped it away. So as you look at your tree and your stockings and your skirt and your candy and your cakes, remember, there was a man that walked among us, talked to us, taught us, showed us the way, told us he is the way, and that's Jesus. God bless you through this Christmas season, and remember to keep Jesus in it. Thank you for listening. If the Lord doesn't come back, I'll be back next week with another edition, a very special Christmas edition of Mix Sunday Morning. I'm Greg Wyckoff, signing off. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.